If you look at early photos or maps, you'll notice a small lake in what is now downtown Grand Marais. It was always known as the Pond and was created by a natural combination of rainwater and overflow from Lake Superior. But by 1904, it was decided that the pond was a hindrance to the growth of Grand Marais. In the local newspaper, the pond was described as a nuisance, with the bottom being a mass of mire and filth, especially during hot weather when there was a stench that at times was unbearable. By 1935, the pond had been completely filled in to make room for Broadway Street, businesses, and parking. But as local residents know, and visitors often find out, the area of that former pond is prone to flooding. I wanted to find out more about the history of the old pond, so I talked with Gene Glatter. He lives in Grand Marais and is a local historian.
As far as I've been able to determine, it's always been called a pond. And it was 3 to 5 feet deep, and it went from basically the front of what is the co-op right now over to the alleyway behind the liquor store. And of course, then it was surrounded by swampy area beyond that. So a good share of that whole area was not available for construction at that point. But the real critical part where the pond became a problem was it became a real health hazard for the community. The water was trapped in there, and it smelled, and so it was emerging by about 1905, great concern about the health risk to the community with that stagnant water.
There's a lot of history about the old pond in Grand Marais. Some local residents recall stories that it was a burial site for dead horses and old cars, but there are also idyllic photos of ice skating and hockey games during the winter. Carrie Johnson of the local Historical Society shares some of her knowledge of the original pond.
So the story that's told throughout the oral histories that the Cook County Historical Society has done is that the pond was a dump of sorts, and I don't know if it was with the intention of ultimately filling the pond up. Accordingly, there are cars underneath the pavement of the parking lot, and who knows what else they threw in the pond to fill it up. There's a story that Bill Bolley of the Bolley Blacksmith Shop told. Evidently, he was sent on some errands by his mother. I believe he was headed to the Cherry Bakery. The bakery was downtown Grand Marais, and so he had to walk back up towards his home and across the pond, which was frozen. It was winter time, and evidently the ice was thin, or maybe he was just playing around a little too much, and he broke through. But luckily, he landed on a large boulder that was under the water, so he actually stood up and walked away.
The first effort was to build up Broadway itself. It was the main road to the harbor where the boats came in and where the first store was in 1905. And during the summer, you had to go around the pond, and it was always a pain. They filled it in at that time with virtually anything that was available. Logs were thrown in there. I think trees were thrown in there. And the early contract was that whatever was put in the bottom, they had to have 3 feet of soil or gravel on top of whatever brush in that. So they ended up spending $1,100 to at least build a road across, which wasn't much of a road, but it was passable with horses and buggies and sleds at that point. If it was excavated today, you'd probably find all kinds of junk underneath there and decaying logs.
There are pictures that we have in our collections that show the gravel road through the pond, and the gravel road was what we now call Broadway, but the pond was on either side of it, so they actually made the road go right through the very middle of a pond. We have another wonderful photo of the pond when it was frozen, and there's a group of kids who are obviously skating or playing hockey on the ice, and you can see the Bali Blacksmith Shop in the background. And it's just that same parking lot where the co-op is today and still floods today.
The road was put through in 1905, and it's my understanding that the rest of the pond was filled in during the Depression with CWA, Civilian Works Administration project, was used, and from 33 to 34, the swamp was filled in. It's kind of interesting. You know, we're looking at a period of time where trucks were very small, and any wagons that you could haul in gravel with horses would be very small, and there was a lot of manual work involved, and that's probably why, even at that time, it didn't get raised any higher than it is. It solved the problem for that period. In fact, now that I think about it, 36 in Minnesota was a very dry year, and so it probably looked pretty good in 36 to fill in the pond, but every year is not dry in Minnesota, and now that we have blacktop roads throughout the village, a lot of that runoff from the hill coming down into the city ends up in that area.
No, I do like what, I believe it's Ella Mayhew Townsend, her story she tells. Ella was the daughter of the first lighthouse keeper, Joseph Mayhew, and then she told the story of how people would come to Grand Marais on vacation back in the early 1900s and how they just loved the pond, and there were flowers, I think she said blue flags, grew along the shores of the pond, and people really loved looking at the beautiful pond. And she also did mention that they would ice skate on the pond in the wintertime.
For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Martha Marnaka. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information, visit wtip.org/Lake Superior Project.